Good evening and Happy New Year. We begin tonight in Ukraine, where air raid sirens drowned out any New Year's celebrations in the capital of Kyiv. Russia swarmed the night skies with drones and missile barrages. Ukraine's Air Force Command said they shot down dozens of drones. The assault hammered several parts of the country and came shortly after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky delivered a New Year's address just before midnight.
There are a few minutes left before the new year. I wish one thing to all of us now: victory. And this is the main thing. One wish for all Ukrainians. Let this year be the year of return. The return of our people. Warriors to their families. Captives to their homes. Return of our lands. And the temporarily occupied ones will become free forever. Return to normal life.
Hours after sirens and explosions blared, it was a quiet morning in Kyiv. Many weary residents carried on with their New Year's Day. In Afghanistan, the new year began with a deadly bomb attack near a checkpoint at Kabul's military airport. Taliban officials say the blast killed and wounded several people without providing an exact figure. No claims of responsibility yet. In Uganda, New Year's celebrations turned deadly around midnight when police say a stampede to watch fireworks killed at least 9 people, some of them children. It happened at a popular mall in Kampala, Uganda's capital. The crowd had rushed into a narrow corridor. Today, friends and families grieved outside. Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva is again president of Brazil. Lula, as he's known, arrived in the capital of Brasilia today amid heightened security. Tens of thousands of supporters greeted him outside before he took the oath of office. It's his third term as president. In his speech, he condemned his predecessor's approach to COVID-19 and said with his election, democracy was the great victor. And a passing of note. Anita Poynter, one of the 4 sibling singers of the Poynter sisters, died on Saturday at her home in California. She'd been battling cancer. Anita and her sister Bonnie wrote the 1974 hit Fairy Tale, which earned the sisters their first of 3 Grammy Awards. They had 13 top 20 hits in the United States between 1973 and 1985, including Jump for My Love. Anita Poynter was 74 years old. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, we hear from 2 passengers caught in Southwest Airlines' holiday week meltdown, and Jeff Bennett sit down with Grammy-nominated songwriter Tobias Gesso Jr.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.